Paul describes the spirit of faith in 2 Corinthians 4:13 as believing and speaking God's word. It is written, I believed and therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. Faith is believing and speaking what God says in the face of natural circumstances, reports, or diagnosis. Faith is putting agreement with the higher report of God's word. God will not change his mind about the promises of his word. They will become a reality in the life of the person who is willing to believe and speak his word as the highest standard of truth. To put agreement with God's word in the face of sickness or disease, faith believes and speaks. By Jesus' stripes, I am healed, according to Isaiah 53:5 or 1 Peter 2:24. In the face of mental torment, faith believes and speaks, I have perfect peace because my mind is focused on the Lord, Isaiah 26:3. I am far from oppression, and fear and terror will not come near me, Isaiah 54:14. In the face of lack, faith believes and speaks, God supplies my every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19. In the face of anxiety, faith believes and speaks, I cast every care, worry, and anxiety on the Lord, according to 1 Peter 5:7. This CD contains examples which you can follow of faith in action from biblical accounts in both the Old and New Testaments. You will rise to a new level as you meditate upon the principles of faith presented in the scriptures contained in this CD. As a result, you will be better equipped to whip every challenge and overcome every hurdle, regardless of its complexity. Because of the input of these power-packed resurrection words, life will flow from your heart out through your lips. New heights and new victories, both spiritually and naturally, will be yours. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word, which is infused with the resurrection life of your Son Jesus. As I take daily doses of the spiritual faith food contained in your word, help me to rise to a new level of victory, triumph, abundant joy, and prosperity of spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for quickening my eyes to see as Jesus sees, to hear as Jesus hears, to discern as he discerns, to speak as he speaks, to love as he loves, to be immovable in the face of any challenge, fully confident that God's word will prevail. Help me to imitate you accurately, Lord Jesus, in every thought, word, and action. Transform me into a faith-filled champion. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Psalm 18:29 in the Amplified Bible says, For by you I can run through a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. Psalm 37:5 says, Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. In Psalm 89:33, God says, Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. In Psalm 91:2, it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Psalm 119:89 says, Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness is to all generations. Proverbs 3:5 and 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3:5 and 6 in the Amplified Bible says, Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart, and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Proverbs 3:24 says, "When you lie down, you shall not be afraid. Yes, you shall lie down, and your sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid or of sudden fear, neither of the destruction of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be your confidence and shall keep your foot from being taken." The New International Version says, "When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Have no fear of sudden disaster or of the ruin that overtakes the wicked, for the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being snared." Proverbs 28:20 says, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings." Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Isaiah 48 in the New International Version says, "The grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of the Lord stands forever." Isaiah 53:5 in the New International Version says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Jeremiah 1:12 says, "I am watching over my word to perform it." Jeremiah 1:12 in the Amplified Bible says, "I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it." Lamentations 3:22 says, "Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 25 says, "For I am the Lord, I will speak, and the word that I shall speak shall come to pass." Habakkuk 2:4 says, "The just shall live by his faith." Habakkuk 2:4 in the Living Bible says, "The righteous man trusts in me and lives." In Matthew 6:25, Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows what you need. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Matthew 7:7 says, "Keep on asking, and it will be given you. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently, and the door will be opened to you." This is in the Amplified Bible. It continues to say, "For everyone who keeps on asking receives, and he who keeps on seeking finds, and to him who keeps on knocking, the door will be opened." Matthew 8:23 says, "And when he entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? Matthew 9:27 says, And when Jesus departed, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all the country. Matthew 19:26 says, With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26 in the Moffat's translation says, Jesus looked at them and said, That is impossible for men, but anything is possible for God. Matthew 21:21 in the Amplified Bible says, And Jesus answered them, Truly I say to you, if you have faith, a firm, relying trust, and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, Be taken up and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And whatever you ask for in prayer, having faith and really believing, you will receive. Matthew 24:35 in the Moffat translation says, Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Mark 10:51 in the New International Version says, What do you want me to do for you? Jesus asked. The blind man said, Rabbi, I want to see. Go, said Jesus, your faith has healed you. Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. Mark 11:22 in the New International Version says, Have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, Go, throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Luke 1:37 in the Phillips translation says, No promise of God can fail to be fulfilled. The Worrell New Testament says, No word from God shall be without power. Luke 1:45 in the New International Version says, Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Luke 11:9 says, And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives. And he that seeks finds. And to him that knocks it shall be opened. Luke 17:5 in the New American Standard Bible says, And the apostle said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith like a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, Be uprooted and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Luke 17:11 in the Weist Greek New Testament says, And it came to pass that as he was proceeding on his way to Jerusalem, he also himself was going through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he was entering a certain village, there met him 10 lepers, men who stood at a distance, and they themselves raised their voice, saying, Jesus, Master, you who have power and authority, be sympathetic with our affliction and do something to help us. And having seen them, he said to them, Having gone on your way, show yourselves as proof to the priests. And it came to pass that while they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, having seen that he was healed, returned with a loud voice, glorifying God, and fell on his face at his feet, expressing his gratitude to him. And he himself was a Samaritan. And answering, Jesus said, Were not the 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Were they not found returning to give glory to God, except this foreigner? And he said to him, Having arisen, be going on your way. Your faith has restored your body to soundness of health. Luke 18:27 says, The things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Luke 18:41 says, saying, What wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight, your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. John 1:12 says, As many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 6:29 says, This is the work of God, that you believe on him, Jesus, whom the Father has sent. John 7:38 says, He that believes on me, as the Scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. In John 11:39, it says, Jesus said, Take away the stone from Lazarus' grave. Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said, Lord, by this time there's a stench, for he's been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me. Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he who had died came out bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen the things Jesus did believed in him. John 14:10 in the New International Version says, Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words that I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I'm going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Acts chapter 3, verse 1 in the New American Standard Bible says, Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. And a certain man, who had been lame from his mother's womb, was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms. And Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze upon him and said, Look at us. And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, I do not possess silver or gold, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk. And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were strengthened, and with a leap he stood upright and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know. And the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. That was verse 16 of Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 4, verse 4 in the New King James Version says, Many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Romans 1:8 says, First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Romans 1:16 says, For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, The just shall live by faith. Romans 5:12 says, Therefore, being justified by faith, We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Romans 5, 1 through 2 in the Living Bible says, "So now, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith in His promises, we can have real peace with Him because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. For because of our faith, He has brought us into this place of highest privilege where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to actually becoming all that God has in mind for us to be." Romans 8:11 says, "But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwells in you." Romans 8:31 says, "For if God be for us, who can be against us?" Romans 10:6 in the New International Version says, "But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way: Do not say in your heart, 'Who will ascend into heaven?' that is to bring Christ down from above, or 'Who will descend into the abyss?' that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? 'The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart.' That is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture says, 'Whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, 'How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace and who bring glad tidings of good things.' But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, 'Lord, who has believed our report?' So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Romans 12:3 says, "God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." 1 Corinthians 2:4 says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage, be strong, do everything in love." 2 Corinthians 1:20 in the New International Version says, "For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And so through Him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God." Moffat's translation says, "For in Him, Jesus Christ, is the yes that affirms all the promises of God. Hence it is through Him that we affirm our Amen in worship to the glory of God." 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, "And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, 'I believed and therefore I spoke,' we also believe and therefore speak." The Moffat translation says, "But since our spirit of faith is the same, therefore, as it is written, 'I believed, and so I spoke,' I too believe, and I so speak." 2 Corinthians 4:16 in the 20th century New Testament says, "Therefore, as I said, we do not lose heart. No, even though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. The light burden of our momentary trouble is preparing for us in measure, transcending thought, a weight of imperishable glory. We all the while gazing not on what is seen, but on what is not seen. For what is seen is transient, but what is unseen is imperishable." 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For we walk by faith and not by sight." 2 Corinthians 10:3 says, "The truth is that although we lead normal human lives, the battle we are fighting is on the spiritual level." This is the J.B. Phillips translation. The very weapons we use are not human, but powerful in God's warfare for the destruction of the enemy's strongholds. Our battle is to break down every deceptive argument and every imposing defense that men erect against the true knowledge of God. We fight to capture every thought until it acknowledges the authority of Christ. Galatians 2:16 says, "Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified." Galatians 2:20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Galatians 5:6 in the New International Version says, "The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love." Ephesians 2:8 in the Amplified Bible says, "For it is by free grace, God's unmerited favor, that you are saved, delivered from judgment, and made partakers of Christ's salvation through your faith. And this salvation is not of yourselves, not of your own doing. It came not through your own striving, but it is the gift of God." Ephesians 3:12 says, "In whom, in Christ, we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." Ephesians 12 in the J.B. Phillips translation says, "It is in this same Jesus, because we have faith in him, that we dare, even with confidence, to approach God." 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity." 1 Timothy 6:11 says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses." 2 Timothy 2:22 in the New International Version says, "Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart." 2 Timothy 4:7 in the New American Standard Bible says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith." Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." Hebrews 10:35 says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise." Hebrews 10:38 says, "Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draws back, my soul shall not have pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Hebrews 11:1 through 6 in the New International Version says, "Now faith is being sure of what we have hoped for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what is visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, he still speaks even though he's dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him." James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally and does not hold back, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith and not waver." 1 John 5:4 says, "Whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." And who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? And finally, 1 John 5:13 says, "These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him."